Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. We're going to be discussing lesson 337. I'm joined today again by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
We're going to be talking about my sinlessness protects me from all harm. And this is a lesson 337 in A Course in Miracles workbook. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Take a good deep breath. My sinlessness protects me from all harm. My sinlessness ensures me perfect peace, eternal safety, everlasting love, freedom forever from all thought of loss, complete deliverance from suffering. And only happiness can be my state, for only happiness is given me. What must I do to know all of this is mine? I must accept atonement for myself and nothing more. God has already done all things that need be done, and I must learn I need do nothing of myself, for I need but accept myself. My sinlessness, created for me, now already mine, to feel God's love protecting me from harm, to understand my Father loves his Son, to know I am the Son my Father loves.
You created me in sinlessness. You who created me in sinlessness are not mistaken about what I am. I was mistaken when I thought I sinned, but I accept atonement for myself. God, my dream is ended now. Amen. My sinlessness protects me from all harm.
And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. One of my favorite statements from A Course in Miracles is, God guarantees your sinlessness. I've shared that with a couple of people. I remember at a coffee shop that I used to go to do some gatherings with people, and people would come to this little coffee shop. And one day there was a group of people who were studying the Bible, and they were kind of four or five guys, and they were just sitting right next to me. They kind of were there when they came in and tabled up. They were like, right there where I was. And imagine a little coffee shop environment. And so you can hear people's conversation right next to you because it was kind of created that way. It was like little couches and little setting places around. And I remember talking, and I just kind of, you know, muscled my way into the conversation.
Not you.
And I remember this one guy, I said, but they were talking about sin, you know? And I said, well, you do know that God guarantees your sinlessness, right? That you really can't sin. And man, they got really upset with me because I said that. You can't know, you know. And so then I had to just let it go, you know. But it was comical. But I was just so happy, you know, because I was literally sitting there reading A Course in Miracles, and these guys are talking about sin. And I said, oh, well, you know, God guarantees your sinlessness, but. That's the gift of this teaching. It's the takeaway. You know, there's several that are just huge. God didn't put you here. You did this. What? Yeah, God didn't create the world. You did. You created the world. This is your creation. Yeah. You are an extension of creation. This is you. Mm-hmm. You said, what would it be like, right, to be separate from God? Boom, your wish is my demand. Boom, here we are, right? Like, well, shit. I wouldn't do this to myself. Well, no, the self that you see yourself as, you know, but you're doing it to yourself continuously. You're saying, I wouldn't do this to myself, but we are doing it to ourselves. And it was like the lesson we just discussed earlier this week. You know, we're choosing in every moment, and the world's just reflecting the choice we're making. God guarantees your sinlessness. The takeaway is, no matter what your choice is, doesn't really matter, because you can't change what God created. You were created perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. You haven't changed it. And that's the real blessing of A Course in Miracles, is that you're perfect. And God has not changed how she loves you, how he loves you. There's no gender in God, of course. There's no gender in you. That's part of the illusion, right? That's part of the specialness, the separateness, the two-ness of this insane, tiny, as the Course says, tiny mad idea. But tiny as it may be, because of our unimaginable power, we just took this tiny question, what would it be like to be separate from God? And we've created all of this from that so that we can know the truth through the experience of finding out what it would it be like to be separate from God. And it's hell. It is. Plain and simple. It's just hell. And then he goes, oh, no, if we figure it out, we can be happy here. No, you can't, because you can't be separate from love and be happy. That's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. And so we're trying to do the impossible. And then along comes Jesus once again saying, well, hey, wait a minute, time out. Wouldn't it be nice if you really knew what you were doing to yourself and how things work? And here we are. We've discovered through 337 lessons a truth, a profound truth that we are responsible and have all the power we've ever needed to transcend any suffering, pain, sickness, sin, or death. Mm-hmm. And it's ours now, mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. And like we talked about, we can flip the switch, but it doesn't boom, you know. We have to work through all of the obstacles that we've created to the awareness of the presence of that truth in our life.
Yeah. If we want the light in this room, when it becomes dark, we have to keep flipping the switch.
Yeah, we have to keep flipping the switch.
And every once in a while, we got to change the light bulb.
Right. And I need to continue to tell you that I love you. Even though we said that at the marriage, in the vows, I need to tell you every day, frequently. And I need to hear it from you, too.
I love you.
Yeah.
And
we need to help. You know, I think part of our practice could be to remember to say, I forgive you as well.
I forgive you.
I forgive you, you know. And I forgive you. I forgive myself. I forgive my brothers and sisters. I forgive God. God didn't put you here, so you need to let him off the hook.
Right.
Her off the hook.
Yeah. Well, I like this lesson because this is a great conversation. Thank you. It's fun. And, but you know, being ego-minded, what do we say? This was a mind retraining. And so we're retraining the mind 180 degrees because we have it backwards. We have it upside down. And so if you read this lesson, like thinking about those guys who you were edged in on their conversation or muscled in or whatever you said, I could just see you doing that because you love to have these conversations and they're talking about sin and you said, oh, God guarantees your sinlessness and all hell broke loose, right? Yeah. If you read this lesson from the egoic mind, it would actually read, my sin protects me from all harm. The thought of sin to the ego is what protects us because, gosh, if we aren't sinners, then all hell is going to break loose. Mm. And how are we going to keep each other in line? And how are we going to make sure things progress in a way that is, harmonious and not harmful to other people? Mm. It's the threat of sin, you know, and punishment. And so the idea of, oh, wait a second. If I see everything as sinless, then will I be safe? Actually does become a question. How will I keep myself safe if I see everybody as sinless?
Well, are you saying if they saw themselves as sinless too, then they could act any way they wanted to?
Exactly.
So, one of the arguments one of those guys made.
Yeah, that I was imagining what their arguments might be, and their argument would all hell would break loose if we didn't have sin, because sin is how we judge one another, and that's how we keep everybody in line through punishment. And so, I guess I wasn't explaining it that well, but and so then I look at my sin. sinlessness protects me from all harm is the lesson. Mm-hmm. So the opposite of that lesson is what we actually believe as egos to be true. That is my sin that protects me from harm.
And then, damn it, the Course tells you, what? But your defenselessness, right? Your strength lies in your defenselessness, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't need guilt to be safe. Mm-hmm. Your strength and safety lies in your defenselessness. Mm-hmm. And we use guilt and sin as a defense.
And punishment.
And punishment, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's what maintains our quote-unquote specialness. Mm-hmm. Specialness is what maintains our separation. Mm-hmm. And as you said, this all of these are, that's what protects the ego. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's what keeps it, it's what keeps it valid in our mind, in our constructive mind of self. Mm-hmm. And so it's a merry-go-round. I mean, just, we're just going round and round and round and round and round, going nowhere and keep staying imprisoned in hell. Mm-hmm. Sin, sickness, and death, sin, sickness, and death, sin, sickness, and death.
But your sinlessness ensures perfect peace, eternal safety, everlasting love, freedom forever from all thought of loss, complete deliverance from suffering. Hello, sign me up.
Right.
I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
Except that you can't depend on your own thinking anymore.
Right.
That's the fear of specialness that we're not willing to relinquish.
Well, it says, what must I do? Well, it also adds happiness can be my state. So everything I just listed, plus happiness. What must I do to know all this is mine? I must accept the atonement for myself and nothing more. So remember when I read this as part of my personal practice before talking about this with you, I said, wait a second, like I can have all of this. And all I must do is accept the atonement for myself. Maybe I don't really understand what that means, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. And so it sent me on a quest to, what is, I know intellectually what atonement is. I know it's a chain of forgiveness. I know forgiveness is, you know, seeing the sinlessness and the innocence and releasing judgment.
Seeing beyond form.
And seeing beyond form, you know. But how do I live atonement? How do I, you know?
How do you live marriage? We talked about this the other day.
Yeah,
I was actually thinking of this the other day, and I didn't bring up the atonement, but because our conversation had gone on for a little bit. But I just, that was what was coming to me. You know, atonement is a chain of forgiveness, yes, but it's also a chain of choosing. We just keep choosing in every moment. Forgiveness, 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 forgiveness.
Turn the light switch on. The light switch on.
Keep flipping the switch. Keep turning it on.
Change the bulb. Turn on the switch.
You know, the other analogy that you had about plugging the lamp in.
Yeah.
Plugging back into our source is the chain of choosing. And when we plug into source, then we are forgiving of the world because we see they know not what they do, including our egoic self. Mm-hmm. It knows nothing. So it is about self-forgiveness and recognizing our own self-innocence and our own true perfection.
Yeah, it's accepting the atonement for ourselves and nothing more. And it must somehow have to do with my sinlessness, accepting my own sinlessness.
Absolutely, yeah.
You who created me in sinlessness are not mistaken about what I am. I was mistaken when I thought I sinned, but I accept atonement for myself. God, my dream is ended now. Amen. And very rarely does it say amen.
Yeah.
This one says amen.
That's right.
Period, period, period. Right. And so it is.
And so it is. And so let's leave it at that for now. But this is a great conversation. It was fun. And so thank you for engaging in this conversation with me.
I love it.
I do too. I really enjoy this work. And God bless you, Mighty Companion, because you are part of the reason that we stay disciplined and continue this work too, because we're all in this together and we feel your presence. We love you.
We love you.
We love you so much. God bless you.
God bless.
Let's all stay the course. And so it is.
And so it is.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.